This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says he still wants to get all U.S. troops out of Syria, but Israel and Jordan have asked him to keep some in Syria. The Pentagon is discussing options to do that. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Defense Chief Mark Esper says the pullout ordered by President Trump will take weeks, not days. And for now, some American troops will stay behind.
To deny access to those oil fields by ISIS and others who may benefit from their revenues that could be earned.
They could end up part of a residual force.
I've made no decision.
Meantime, the Americans leaving the Northeast are literally seeing anger from Syrian Kurds who say the president betrayed them. A Kurdish news agency aired video showing people throwing potatoes at a U.S. convoy leaving their city while yelling, "America, liar." Sagar Magani at the White House.
The top American commander in Afghanistan revealed Monday the size of the U.S. troop force in the country has quietly been reduced by 2,000 over the last year. However, he insists the remaining military personnel are still capable of reaching their stated objectives. The revelation by General Austin Scott Miller means the number of residual U.S. forces now stands at roughly 12,000 soldiers. They are tasked with fighting terrorist groups, including al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, as well as training Afghan forces battling Taliban insurgents. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he is giving up his effort to form a new government after failing to form a coalition. This follows an inconclusive parliamentary election. Hong Kong officials are apologizing to Muslim leaders today after riot police sprayed a mosque and bystanders with a water cannon while trying to contain pro-democracy demonstrations on Sunday. U.S. stocks are up in afternoon trading. From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.